The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, Chapter 7, The Activities of King Bharat. In this chapter, the activities of King Bharat Maharaj, the Emperor of the whole world, are described. Bharat Maharaj performed various ritualistic ceremonies, Vedic yagas, and satisfied the Supreme Lord by his different modes of worship. In due course of time, he left home and resided in Hardwar, and passed his days in devotional activities. Being ordered by his father, Lord Rishabhdev, Bharat Maharaj married Panchajani, the daughter of Vishwarup. After this, he ruled the whole world peacefully. Formerly, this planet was known as Ajanabha. And after the reign of Bharat Maharaj, it became known as Bharat Varsh. Bharat Maharaj begot 5 sons in the womb of Panchajani, and he named the sons Sumati, Rashtrabrita, Sudarshan, Avarana, and Dhrumaketu. Bharat Maharaj was very rigid in executing religious principles and following in the footsteps of his father. He therefore ruled the citizens very successfully. Because he performed various yagas to satisfy the Supreme Lord, he was personally very satisfied. Being of undisturbed mind, he increased his devotional activities unto Lord Vasudev. Bharat Maharaj was competent in understanding the principles of saintly persons like Narada, and he followed in the footsteps of the sages. He also kept Lord Vasudev constantly in his heart. After finishing his kingly duties, he divided his kingdom among his 5 sons. Then he left home and went to the place of Pulaha, known as Pulashram. There he ate forest vegetables and fruits, and worshipped Lord Vasudev with everything available. Thus he increased his devotion toward Vasudev, and he automatically began to realize further his transcendental blissful life. Due to his highly advanced spiritual position, there were sometimes visible in his body the astasattvika transformations, such as ecstatic crying and bodily trembling, which are symptoms of love of Godhead. It is understood that Bharat Maharaj worshipped the Supreme Lord with the mantras mentioned in the Rig Veda, generally known as the Gayatri Mantra, which aim at the Supreme Narayan situated within the sun. Text 1. Shri Shuka Vacha Bharatas Tu Mano Bhagavato Yadi Bhagavatavani Tala Padipalanaya Sanchanititas Tad Anu Sashana Param Pranchajanim Vishrup Dadhitaram Upayame. Shri Shuka Vacha, Shukadeva Goswami said, Bharat Maharaj, Mahabhagavat, most exalted devotee of the Lord, Yada, when Bhagavata, by the order of his father, Lord Rishabhdev, Avanitala, the surface of the globe, Paripalayana, Palanaya, for ruling over, Sanchintita, made up his mind, Tat Anusanapara, engaged in work governing the globe, Panchajani, Vishwarup Dhritaram, the daughter of Vishwarup Upayami, married. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Prikshit. My dear king, Maharaj Bharat was the topmost devotee. Following the orders of his father, who had already decided to install him on the throne, he began to rule the earth accordingly. When Bharat Maharaj ruled the entire globe, he followed the orders of his father and married Panchajani, the daughter of Vishwarup. Text 2. Tasyam ha uha va atmajan kartanyena nirup rupam atmana panchajana yam asa bhuta dir eva bhuta sukshmani sumatim rastabritam sudarshanam avratrantanam dhruma ketumiti. Synonyms. Tasyam, in her womb, Ha-va, indeed, Atmajan, sons, Karshtiena, entirely, Anurupan, exactly like Atmaha, Atmana, himself, Pancha, 5, Jananyam, Asa, begot, Bhuta Adiva, like the false ego, Bhuta Sukshmani, the five subtle objects of sense perception, Sumatim, Rastabhishtam, Rastabhrita, Sudarshanam, Sudarshan, Avaranam, Avarana, Dhrumaketam, and Dhrumaketu, iti, thus. Translation. Just as the false ego creates the subtle sense objects, Maharaj Bharat created five sons in the womb of Panchajani, his wife. His sons were named Sumati, Rastabhrita, Sudarshan, Avarana, and Dhrumaketu. Text 3. Ajanabham namanitad varshanam bharatam iti yatra arabhya vyapadisanti. Ajanabham, Ajanaba, nama by the name Eta, this, Varsham island, Bharatam, Bharat, iti, thus, yeta, yata, from whom, Arabhya, beginning, Vyapadishanti, they celebrate. Translation, formerly this planet was known as Ajanabhavarsh, but since Maharaj Bharat's reign, it has become known as Bharatvarsh. Purport, this planet was formerly known as Ajanabha because of the reign of King Nabi. After Bharat Maharaj ruled the planet, it became celebrated as Bharatvarsh. Text 4. Sabuvinim mahipati priti priti mahavad uru vatsalalataya sve sve karmani vartamana praja svadharman anu vartamana praya palayat. Sa, that king, Maharaj Bharat, Bahuvit, being very advanced in knowledge, Mahipati, the ruler of the earth, Priti, father, Piti Maha, grandfather, Vat, exactly like Uruvatsalayata, Lataya, with the quality of being very affectionate to the citizens, Sve Sve in their own respective karmani duties, Vartamana, remaining, Praja, the citizen Svadharman Anuvartamana, being perfectly situated in his own occupational duty, Palayapayat, ruled. Translation. Maharaj Bharat was a very learned and experienced king on this earth. He perfectly ruled the citizens, being himself engaged in his own respective duties. Maharaj Bharat was as affectionate to the citizens as his father and grandfather had been. Keeping them engaged in their occupational duties, he ruled the earth. Purport. It is most important that the chief executive rule the citizens by keeping them fully engaged in their respective occupational duties. Some of the citizens were Brahmanas, some were Kshatriyas, some were Vaishyas and Shudras. It is the duty of the government to see that the citizens act according to these material divisions for their spiritual advancement. No one should remain unemployed or unoccupied in any way. One must work as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra in the material path, and on the spiritual path, everyone should act as a Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi. Although formerly the government was a monarchy, all the kings were very affectionate toward the citizens, and they strictly kept them engaged in their respective duties. Therefore, society was very smoothly conducted. Text 5. AJ Cha Bhagavantam Yajna Kratu Rupam Kratubir Uchar Cha Vachai Shradhaya Hritagni Hotra Darsha Purnamasa Chaturmasya Pasu Somanam Prakriti Vriktibir Anusavanam Chaturhotra Vidina. EJ, worship cha, also Bhagavantam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajakratu Rupam, having the form of sacrifices without animals and sacrifices with animals. Kratubi, by such sacrifices, Ushevachai, very great and very small. Shradhaya, with faith, Artha being performed. Agnihotra, of the Agnihotra Yajna. Darsha, of the Darsha Yajna. Purnamasa, of the Purnamasa Yajna. Chaturmasya, of the Chaturmasya Yajna. Pasu Somanam, of the Yajna with animals and the Yajna with Somaras. Prakriti by full performances, Prakritibhi, and by partial performances, Anuvasavanam, almost always, Chaturhotra Vidina, by the regulative principles of sacrifice directed by four kinds of priests. Translation, with great faith, King Bharat performed various kinds of sacrifice. He performed the sacrifices known as Agnihotra, Darsha, Purnamasa, Chaturmasya, Pasu Yaga, wherein a horse is sacrificed, and Soma Yaga, wherein a kind of beverage is offered. Sometimes these sacrifices were performed completely and sometimes partially. In any case, in all the sacrifices, the regulations of the Chaturhotra were strictly followed. In this way, Bharat Maharaj worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Animals like hogs and cows were offered in sacrifice to test the proper execution of the sacrifice. Otherwise, there was no purpose in killing the animal. Actually, the animal was offered in the sacrificial fire to get a rejuvenated life. Generally, an old animal was sacrificed in the fire, and it would come out again in a youthful body. Some of the rituals, however, did not require animal sacrifice. In the present age, animal sacrifices are forbidden, as stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ashramedam galva lambam sannyasam pala paikritam darvena sotapatim kalo pancha vivarjayat. Quote, in this age of Kali, five acts are forbidden. The offering of a horse in sacrifice, the offering of a cow in sacrifice, the acceptance of the order of sannyas, the offering of oblations of flesh to the forefathers, and a man's begetting children with his brother's wife, end quote. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 17, 164. Such sacrifices are impossible in this age due to the scarcity of expert brahmanas or ritvaja who are able to take the responsibility. In the absence of these, the Sankirtan Yaga is recommended. Yajnai Sankirtanayer Prayer Riyanti Hisamedasa. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. After all, sacrifices are executed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yajnartat Karmana. Such activities should be carried out for the Supreme Lord's pleasure. In this age of Kali, the Supreme Lord in his incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be worshipped with his associates by performing Sankirtan Jaga, the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This process is accepted by intelligent men. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yanti Sumedasa. The word Sumedasa refers to intelligent men who possess very good brain substance. Text 6. Sampracharatsu Nana Yoga Yagayeshu Virachitanga Kriyeshu Apurvam Yatat Kriya Phalam Dharma Kyam Parabrahmani Yaga Purushe Sarvadevata Linganam Mantranam Artha Niyama Kataya Shakshat Katari Paradevatayam Bhagavati Vasudeva Eva Bhavayamana Atma Naipunya Mirtida Kashayo Havikshu Avari Yubir Grihamaneshu Sa Yajamano Yaga Bajo Devam Tan Purusha Vishuvabhyadhyayat. Synonyms. Samparachatsu. When beginning to perform Nana Yageshu, various kinds of sacrifice, Virachita Anga Kriyeshu, in which the supplementary rites were performed, Apuravam, remote, yet whatever, tat that kriya phalam, the result of such sacrifice, dharma akyam, by their name of religion, pare, unto the transcendence, brahmani, of the Supreme Lord, yaga purushe, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, sarva devata linganam, which manifests all the demigods, mantranam, of the Vedic hymns, artha niyama kataya, being due to being the controller of the objects, Shakshat Katari, directly the performer, Paradevatiyam, the origin of all demigods, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, unto Krishna, Eva, certainly, Bhavet Yamana, always thinking, Atman Nepunya Merdita Kashaya, freed from all lust and anger by his expertise in such thinking, Havishu. The ingredients to be offered in the sacrifice, Havarubi. When the priest's expert in the sacrifice is mentioned in the Atharva Veda, Griha Maneshu, takings, Sa Marshbarat, Yam Jamana, the sacrificer, Yajabaja, the recipients of the results of sacrifice, Deva and all the demigods, Tan Dam, Purusha Ave Veshu, all as different parts and limbs of the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, Abhya Dayayat, he thought. Translation. After performing the preliminaries of various sacrifices, Maharaj Bharat offered the results in the name of religion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. In other words, he performed all the yagas for the satisfaction of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna. Maharaj Bharat thought that since the demigods were different parts of Vasudeva's body, he controls those who are explained in the Vedic mantras. By thinking in this way, Maharaj Bharat was free from all material contamination such as attachment, lust, and greed. When the priests were about to offer the sacrificial ingredients into the fire, Maharaj Bharat expertly understood how the offering made to different demigods was simply an offering to the different limbs of the Lord. For instance, Indra is the arm of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Surya, the sun, is his eye. Thus, Maharaj Bharat considered that the oblations offered to different demigods were actually offered to the different limbs of Lord Vasudeva. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead says that as long as one does not develop the pure devotional service of Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting, one must carry out his prescribed duties. Since Bharat Maharaj was a great devotee, one may ask why he performed so many sacrifices that are actually meant for karmis. The fact is that he was simply following the orders of Vasudeva. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Pratyajamamikam Sharanam Braja, quote, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Whatever we do, we should constantly remember Vasudeva. People are generally addicted to offering obeisances to various demigods, but Bharat Maharaj simply wanted to please Lord Vasudeva. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bokram Yagatapasam Sarvalokmeshram, Bhagavad Gita 5:29. A yagya must be carried out to satisfy a particular demigod, but when the yagya is offered to the yagya purusha, Narayan, the demigods are satisfied. The purpose of performing different yagyas is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. One may perform them in the name of different demigods or directly. If we directly offer oblations to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demigods are automatically satisfied. If we water the root of a tree, the branches, twigs, fruits, and flowers are automatically satisfied. When one offers the sacrifices to different demigods, one should remember that the demigods are simply parts of the body of the Supreme. If we worship the hand of a person, we intend to satisfy the person himself. If we massage a person's legs, we do not really serve the legs, but the person who possesses the legs. All the demigods are different parts of the Lord, and if we offer service to them, we actually serve the Lord himself. Demigod worship is mentioned in the Bhama Samhita, but actually the shlokas indicate worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. For instance, worship of Goddess Durga is mentioned in this way in Brahma Samhita 5:44. Stiti stiti pralaya sadhana shakti eka chayeva yasya bhavanani vibharti durga ichannanu rupam api yasya chachetati sa govinda mari purusham tamam jami. Following the orders of Sri Krishna, the goddess Durga creates, maintains, and annihilates. Sri Krishna also confirms this statement in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suti Sacharacharam. Quote, this material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 9:10. We should worship the demigod in that spirit. Because the goddess Durga satisfies Krishna, we should therefore offer respects to goddess Durga. Because Lord Shiva is nothing but Krishna's functional body, we should therefore offer respects to Lord Shiva. Similarly, we should offer respects to Brahma, Agni, and Surya. There are many offerings to different demigods, but one should always remember that these offerings are usually meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bharat Maharaj did not aspire to receive some benedictions from demigods. His aim was to please the Supreme Lord. In the Mahabharata, Among the thousand names of Vishnu, it is said, Yajna Bhog, Yajna Krid Yajna. The enjoyer of Yajna, the performer of Yajna, and the Yajna itself are Lord, the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the performer of everything. But out of ignorance, the living entity thinks that he is the actor. As long as we think that we are the actors, we bring about karma bandha, bondage to activity. If we act for Yajna, for Krishna, there is no karma bandha. Yajnartat karmano nyatra lokiyam karma bandhana. Quote, work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 3.9. Following the instructions of Bharat Maharaj, we should act not for our personal satisfaction, but for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 17.28, it is also stated, Ashradaya hutam datam tapas taptam kritam chayat asid iti uchayate parta nachatat preta ino iha. Sacrifices, austerities, and charities performed without faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead are non-permanent. Regardless of whatever rituals are performed, they are called asat, non-permanent. They are therefore useless, both in this life and the next. Kings, like Maharaj Ambarish and many other Rajarshis, who were pure devotees of the Lord, simply pass their time in the service of the Supreme Lord. When a pure devotee executes some service through the agency of another person, he should not be criticized, for his activities are meant for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. A devotee may have a priest perform some karmakanda, and the priest may not be a pure Vaishnava, but because the devotee wants to please the Supreme Lord, he should not be criticized. The word apurva is very significant. The resultant actions of karma are called apurva. When we act piously or impiously, immediately results do not ensue. We therefore wait for the results, which are called apurva. The results are manifest in the future. Even the smartas accept this apurva. Pure devotees simply act for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the results of their activities are spiritual, are permanent. They are not like those of the karmis, which are non-permanent. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.23. Gata sangasya muktasya jnanavastita chetasa yajna yacharata karma sangmagram pravaliyate. Quote, the work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence. End quote. A devotee is always free from material contamination. He is fully situated in knowledge, and therefore his sacrifices are intended for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 7. Evam karma visuddhya visuddha sattvas yantar hridayang kosha sarire brahmani bhagavati vasudev mahapurusha nupopalasane srivatsa Kostuba Vani Malari Dara Gadi Dibir Upalakshite Nija Purusha Hrli Link Hitenatmani Purusha Rupena Virochamana Uchai Staran Bhaktir Vanudinam Edhamana Radhyajat Yata. Evam, synonyms, evam, thus, karma visuddhya, by offering everything for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not desiring any results of his pious activities. Visuddha Sattavisya, of Bharat Maharaj, whose existence was completely purified. Antaridaya Akshkashe Sarire, the supersoul within the heart as meditated on by yogis. Brahmani, into impersonal Brahman, which is worshipped by impersonalist jnanis. Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, Lord Krishna. Mahapurusha, of the Supreme Person, Rupa, of the form Upalakshani, having the symptoms, Srivats, the mark on the chest of the Lord, Kastuba, the Kastuba gem used by the Lord, Vanamala, flower garland, Aridara, by the disc and conch shell, Gada Adibi, by the club and other symbols, Upalakshite, being recognized, Nija Purusha Rit Likitena, which is situated in the heart of his own devotee like an engraved picture, Atmani in his own mind, Purusha Rupena by his personal form, Virochamani shining, Uchhaistaram on a very high level, bhakti devotional service, anudinam day after day, edhamana increasing, rai, possessing force, ajayata appeared. Translation, in this way, being purified by ritualistic sacrifices, the heart of Maharaj Bharat was completely uncontaminated. His devotional service unto Vasudev, Lord Krishna, increased day after day. Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudev, is the original personality of Godhead, manifest as the Supersoul, Paramatma, as well as the impersonal Brahman. Yogis meditate upon the localized Paramatma situated in the heart. Gyanis worship the impersonal Brahman as the Supreme Absolute Truth, and devotees worship Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose transcendental body is described in the Shastras. His body is decorated with the Shrivats, the Kashtubha jewel, and flower garland, and his hands hold a conch shell disc, club, and lotus flower. Devotees like Narada always think of him within their hearts. Purport. Lord Vasudev, or Lord Sri Krishna, the son of Vasudev, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is manifest within the hearts of yogis in his Paramatma feature, and he is worshipped as impersonal Brahman by Gyanis. The Paramatma feature is described in the Shastras as having four arm hands, holding disc, conch shell, lotus flower, and club, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 228. Kechitsva dedantar hridayava kashe pradesha matram purusham vasantam chaturbhujam Kanja Ratanga Sankha Gadadaram Dharanayas Maranti. Paramatma, situated in the hearts of all living beings, he has four hands, which hold four symbolic weapons. All devotees who think of Paramatma within the heart worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the temple deity. They also understand the impersonal features of the Lord as his bodily rays, the Brahman effulgence. Text 8. Evam Varsayuta Sahasra Prayantabhasita Karma Nirvana Varsaro Dibujya Manam Svatanayebhyo Riktam Priti Pritamahan Yatabdayam Vibhajya Svayam Sakala Sapam Nekatat Svaniketat Pula Ha Shrama Pravar Vraja. Synonyms. Evam, being thus always engaged. Varsha Yuta Sahasra, 1,000 times 10,000 years. Paryanta, until then. Avishita Karma Nirvana Avashar Sara. Maharaj Bharat, who ascertained the moment of the end of his royal opulence. Abhibhujya manam, being enjoyed in this way for that duration, svataneyebhya, unto his own sons, riktam, the wealth, pritripaitanam haham manam, which he received from his father and forefathers, yatadayam, according to the Dayabhak laws of Manu, vibhajya, dividing, svayam, personally, sakala sampat, all of all kinds of opulence, Niketat, the abode, Svadniketat, from his paternal home, Pulaha Ashram Vraja, Paravraja, he went to the ashram of Pulaha in Hardwar, where the Shalagram Shilas are obtained. Translation. Destiny fixed the time for Maharaj Bharat's enjoyment of material opulence at 1,000 times 10,000 years. When that period was finished, he retired from family life and divided the wealth he had received from his forefathers among his sons. He left his paternal home, the reservoir of all opulences, and started for Pralar Ashram, which is situated in Hardwar. The Shalagram Shilas are obtainable there. Purport. According to the law of Dayabhak, when one inherits an estate, he must hand it over to the next generation. Bharat Maharaj did this properly. First, he enjoyed his paternal property for 1,000 times 10,000 years. At the time of his retirement, he divided this property among his sons and left for Pralaharashram. Text 9. Yata Havava Bhagavan Hari Adyapi Tata Yanam Nija Jananam Vatsalyena Sanidyapyata Icha Rupena. Synonyms. Yatra, where Hai Vaha, certainly Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the Lord, Adyapi, even today, Tatra Tyanam, residing in that place, Nija Jananam, for his own devotees, Vatsyalena, by his transcendental affection, Sanipadapyate, becomes visible, Icha Rupena, according to the desire of the devotee. Translation, at Pulaha Ashram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, out of his transcendental affection for his devotee, becomes visible to his devotee, satisfying his devotee's desire. Purport, the Lord always exists in different transcendental forms. As stated in Brahma Samhita 539, Ramadi Murteshu Kala Niyame Natishtan, Nanavantaram Akarod Bhavanesha Kintu, Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramana Pumanyo, Govindam Nadi Purusham Tamam Jami. The Lord is situated as Himself, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He is accompanied by His expansions, like Lord Ram, Baladev, Shankarshan, Narayan, Mahavishnu, and so forth. The devotees worship all these forms according to their liking, and the Lord, out of his affection, presents himself as Archavigraha. He sometimes presents himself personally before the devotee out of reciprocation or affection. A devotee is always fully surrendered to the loving service of the Lord, and the Lord is visible to the devotee according to the devotee's desires. He may be present in the form of Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, or Lord Nrsingadev, and so on. Such is the exchange of love between the Lord and his devotees. Text 10. Yatra Shrama Panani Ubayato Nabidbir Drishach Chakrais Chakra Nadinam Sarid Pravara Sarvata Praviti Karoti. Synonyms. Yatra, where Ashram Padani, all hermitages, Abhayata, both on top and below, Navdibi, like the symbolic mark of a navel, drishat visible, chakrai, with the circles, chakranadi, the chakranadi river generally known as the Gandaki, nam of the name Sarit Parvara, the most important river of all, sarvatra everywhere, pavitri karoti, sanctifies. Translation, in Pulaha Ashram is the Gandaki River, which is the best of all rivers. The Shalagram Shila, the marble pebbles, purify all those places. On each and every marble pebble, up and down, circles like navels are visible. Purport, Shalagram Shila refers to pebbles that are like stones with circles marked up and down. These are available in the river known as Gandaki Nadi. Wherever the waters of this river flows, the place becomes immediately sanctified. Text 10:11. Tasmin vavakila sa ekala pulashramo pavane vivida kusuma kishalaya tulashikambudi bubhi kandamula phalapaharais chasami hamano bhagavata aradam nam vivikta uparata vishaya bilasa Upabrito Pashama Param Nivritim Avapa. Synonyms. Tasmin, in that ashram, Vavakila, indeed, Sa, Bart Maharaj, Ekala, alone, only, Pula Ashram Apavane, in the garden situated in Pulaha Ashram, Vivida Kushama Kishalaya Tulashika Ambubi, with varieties of flowers, twigs, and tulsi leaves, as well as with water, Kanda Mula Phala Upaharai, by offerings of roots, bulbs, and fruits, Cha and Sami Hamana, performing Bhagavata of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aradhanam, worshipping, Vivikta, purified, Uparata, being freed from, Vishaya Abhilasha, desire for material sense enjoyment, Upabrita, increased, Upasama, tranquility, Param, transcendental, Nivritim, satisfaction, Avapa, he obtained. Translation, in the gardens of Pulaha Ashram, Maharaj Bharat lived alone and collected a variety of flowers, twigs, and tulsi leaves. He also collected the water of the Gandaki River, as well as various roots, fruits, and bulbs. With these, he offered food to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, and worshipping him, he remained satisfied. In this way, his heart was completely uncontaminated, and he did not have the least desire for material enjoyment. All material desires vanished. In this steady position, he felt full satisfaction and was situated in devotional service. Purport. Everyone is searching after peace of mind. This is obtainable only when one is completely freed from desire for material sense gratification and is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushvam Palam Toyam Nyome Bhakti Aparachati, 926. Worship of the Lord is not at all expensive. One can offer the Lord a leaf, flower, a little fruit, some water. Supreme Lord accepts these offerings when they are offered with love and devotion. In this way, one can become free from material desires. As long as one maintains material desires, he cannot be happy. As soon as one engages in the devotional service of the Lord, his mind is purified from all material desires. Then one becomes fully satisfied. Sambhaya pum sambaro dharmo yato bhakti rathoksaje ohoitiki apati atayayat masu prasidite vasudeva bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita jayat janayati asu vairagyam yanam chayadahaitakam. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. End quote. Srimad Bhagavatam 1, 2, 6, and 7. These are the instructions given in Srimad Bhagavatam, the supreme Vedic literature. One may not be able to go to Palaha Ashram, but wherever one is, one can happily render devotional service to the Lord by adopting the processes mentioned above. Text 12. Yate tam avirata purusha paricharayaya bhagavati pravardhamana nuraga paraduta hridaya stailitya praharsha vegan namani abhibayamana roma pulaka kulaka Autakantya Pravrita Pranaya Bashpa Niru Davaloka Nayana Evam Nija Ramanu Naruna Charanaravinda Nu Dhyana Parichita Bhakti Yogena Paripluta Pramanalabda Gambira Hridaya Hridavag Gada Dishanas Tamapi Kriyamanam Bhagavat Sparshyam Nasmas Sasmara. Synonyms Taya. By that, itam, in this manner, avirata, constant purusha of the Supreme Lord, paricharaya, by service, bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, pravardhamana, constantly increasing, anuraga, of attachment, bara, by the load, druta, melted, hridaya, heart, statila, laxity, praharsha vigena, by the force of transcendental ecstasy, atmani, in his body, ubdi yamana roma pulaka kulaka, standing of the hair on end, outkantya, because of intense longing, pravita, produced, pranaya bhashpa niruda avaloka nayana, awakening of tears of love in the eyes, obstructing the vision, evam, thus, Nija Ramana Aruna Charanaravinda, on the Lord's reddish lotus feet, Anudhyana, by meditating, Parichita, increased, Bhakti Yogena, by dint of devotional service, Paripluta, spreading everywhere, Parama, highest, Alhada, of spiritual bliss, Gambira, very deep, Hridaya Hrida, in the heart, which is compared to a lake, Avagada, immersed, Dishana Sana, whose intelligence, tam that, api, although, kriyamanam, executing Bhagavat of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, saparyam, the worship na, not sasmara, remembered. Translation, that most exalted devotee, Maharaj Bharat, in this way, engaged constantly in the devotional service of the Lord. Naturally, his love for Vasudev Krishna increased more and more and melted his heart. Consequently, he gradually lost all attachment for regulative duties. The hairs of his body stood on end, and all the ecstatic bodily symptoms were manifest. Tears flowed from his eyes, so much so that he could not see anything. Thus he constantly meditated on the reddish lotus feet of the Lord. At that time his heart, which was like a lake, was filled with the water of ecstatic love. When his mind was immersed in that lake, he even forgot the regulative service to the Lord. Purport. One is actually advanced in ecstatic love for Krishna, 8 transcendental blissful symptoms are manifest in the body. These are the symptoms of perfection arising from loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Maharaj Bharat was constantly engaged in devotional service, all the symptoms of ecstatic love were manifest in his body. Text 13. Itam Rita Bhagavad Vrata Anyena Jina Vasasanu Savana Bishikarda Ra Kaspisa Kutila Jata Kalapena Chavitro Chamana Suryacha Bhagavantam Hridaya Mayam Purush Sham Ujhi Jane Surya Mandale Bupastithan Etad Uhovocha. Synonyms. Itam, in this way, Drita Bhagavat Vrata, having accepted the vow to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ainena Ajina Varshasha, with a dress of deerskin, Anuvashavana, 3 times a day, Bishek, by a bath, Arda, wet, Kashipa, 20, Kutila Jata, of curling and matted hair, Kalapena, by masses, cha, and Virochamana, being very beautifully decorated, Surjarcha, by the Vedic hymns, worshipping the expansion of Narayan with the sun, Bhagavantam, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hiranyamayam, the Lord whose bodily hue is just like gold, Purusham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Urijan, whose, when rising, Surya Mandale, the sun globe, Abhyupastistan, worshipping, Etat this, Uha, certainly, Uvacha, he recited. Translation, Maharaj Bharat appeared very beautiful. He had a wealth of curly hair on his head, which was wet from bathing 3 times daily. He dressed in a deerskin. He worshipped Lord Narayan, whose body was composed of golden effulgence and who resided within the sun. Maharaj Bharat worshipped Lord Narayan by chanting the hymns given in the Rig Veda, and he recited the following verse as the sun rose. Purport. The predominating deity within the sun is Hiranmaya, Lord Narayan. He is worshipped by the Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhur Bhuva Swah Tat Savitar Varnyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. He is also worshipped by other hymns mentioned in the Rig Veda, for instance, Dhyaya Sada Savitir Mandala Madhyavarti. Within the sun, Lord Narayan is situated, and he has a golden hue. Text 14. Paro Raja Sabitir Jadavedo Devasya Bargo Manasedam Jajadna Surita Sada Punar Avishya Chaste Hamsam Gridhanam Nisad Ringiram Ima. Synonyms. Para Raja, beyond the mode of passion, situated in the pure mode of goodness, Savitu, of the one who illuminates the whole universe, Jataveda, from which all the devotees' desires are fulfilled, Devasya, of the Lord, Bharga, the self-effulgence, Manasa, simply by contemplating, Idam, this universe, Jajana, created, Suretasa, by the spiritual potency, Ada, this created world, Puna, again, Vishra, Avishya, entering, Chaste, sees or maintains, Hamsam, the living entity, Gridhanam, desiring for material enjoyment, Nrisat, to the intelligence, Ringiram, to one who gives motion, Ima, let me offer my obeisances. Translation, quote, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in pure goodness. He illuminates the entire universe and bestows all benedictions upon his devotees. The Lord has created this universe from his own spiritual potency. According to his desire, the Lord entered this universe as the Supersoul, and by virtue of his different potencies, he is maintaining all living entities, desiring material enjoyment. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who is the giver of intelligence. End quote. Purport, the predominating deity of the sun is another expansion of Narayan, who is illuminating the entire universe. The Lord enters the hearts of all living entities as a supersoul, and he gives them intelligence and fulfills their material desires. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasichaham Redi Sanivista, quote, I am sitting in everyone's heart, end quote, Bhagavad Gita 15:15. As a supersoul, the Lord enters the hearts of all living entities. As stated in Brahma Samhita 5:35, Adantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam, quote, he enters the universe and the atom as well, end quote. In the Rig Veda, the predominating deity of the sun is worshipped by this mantra, Dhyaya Sade Savitri Mandala Madhya Varti Narayana Sharashijasana Sanivista. Narayan sits on his lotus flower within the sun. By reciting this mantra, every living entity should take shelter of Narayan just as the sun rises. According to modern scientists, the material world rests on the sun's effulgence. Due to the sunshine, all planets are rotating and vegetables are growing. We also have information that the moonshine helps vegetables and herbs grow. Actually, Narayan within the sun is maintaining the entire universe. Therefore, Narayan should be worshipped by the Gayatri Mantra or the Rig Mantra. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Activities of King Bharat, end quote.